8 prayers glorifying the son of Srimati Sachi Devi, is written by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was one of the greatest scholars in all of the world. He was from Navadvip. At that time, Navadvip was almost considered the high seat of learning for India. Of the various philosophies, there were master professors of each and every school of philosophy who was teaching in Navadvip, except one. That was the only defect of Navadvip Dham's reputation. To learn this particular system of philosophy, there was only one place on the planet where they had the scriptures available to teach it. That was Mithila, which is today Janakpur. They were Maharaji, Dandavat, and please. Mithila was renowned because if you wanted to master that philosophy, you had to go there. And they were very possessive. No one would ever be allowed to copy their scripture. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was the topmost greatest scholar in all of Navadvip. He had mastered all philosophies and he went to Mithila to learn it. But he could never teach it because he didn't have the authorized scripture. He was such a brilliant scholar that just by reading that protected scripture in Mithila and learning from a professor there, he memorized the entire scripture word for word. And he wrote it all down when he returned to Navadvip. His school of learning became the high seat of learning for the planet. All systems of philosophy were being given. In fact, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was the incarnation of Brihaspati, who is the spiritual teacher of all the devatas and the heavenly planets. He was such a great scholar that the king of Orissa, Maharaj Prataparudra, personally invited him to be the pundit and spiritual leader of his kingdom, the personal guru of the king, and made all arrangements for him to come to Puri. And Nimai, pundit, he chose to actually study in the ashram of Gangadas Pandit, who was running the school of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. But there was a problem. He was a staunch Mayavadi. His conclusion in life, after studying all of the scriptures, is that ultimately, the form, the name, the personality, the pastimes of the Lord were an illusion. Anything that has attributes is a product of the illusory energy. The absolute truth is the formless existence of Brahman beyond all the dualities and desires of material nature. Aham Brahmasmi. Ultimately, We are that Brahman. The Jivatma is in illusion. It's identifying itself separate from Brahman and thinks it's the body, the mind, and the false ego. And we worship the deity. We chant the names of God. We study the scriptures. We hear the pastimes of the Lord, Ramayana and Mahabharata, to purify our consciousness, to bring us to the state of the mode of goodness. And ultimately, from that state, we transcend the modes beyond the form, personality, and activities of the Lord and enter into the essence of the Lord, the impersonal Brahman. In that situation, the Jivatma no longer exists. The Jivatma merges into the brilliant, effulgent light of the all-pervading Absolute. Haribo. Do you like this philosophy? It's a very popular philosophy. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was completely fixed in these conclusions. And he had such mastery over the scriptures. He was a student of Sripad Shankaracharya. Shankaracharya describes to his consort Parvati in Padma Purana how he descends in the age of Kali, especially to bewilder, to teach a covered form of Buddhism, to actually accelerate the effects of Kali. In the form of a Brahman. And as it has been explained in past days, this Mayavad influence of considering the absolute truth impersonal and our own eternal existence to be impersonal has very much infiltrated practically every religious system in the world. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was such a magician. He had such unbelievable memory, such charisma, such power, and he was so pious. He was so austere. He was such a good person that he could conquer anybody in logic and argument. Although he was a grihastha, sannyasis from all over would come to study at his feet to learn how to go beyond all form and duality and merge into Brahman. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Puri, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was very attracted to him and actually wanted to render service. He personally volunteered to teach Lord Chaitanya Vedanta. He was even willing to... What was his power? What was his influence? He was a grihastha, and he was offering to elevate Lord Chaitanya to a higher sampradaya of sannyas. Very powerful personality. But out of his fatherly affection for the Lord, you're only 24 years old. And you're so beautiful. There's no one so beautiful like you. How many young ladies will be attracted to you? How many opulences will come to you? You've taken sannyas at such an early age. You'll never survive unless your intelligence is very, very deeply nourished by the crest jewel of discrimination. And that can be when you thoroughly understand Vedanta Sutra according to Sripad Shankaracharya's Bhasya. I want to teach you. The Lord saw that he actually had a desire to serve. They sat in the Jagannath temple for 7 days. In the end, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he said, you sat attentively, but you didn't ask a single question. You didn't give any response to what I said. I do not know if you understood or didn't understand. Lord Chaitanya replied with great humility. He said, understanding Vedanta Sutra is very simple. It's like the sun at noon. It's evident its meaning. But your conclusions are like a dark cloud that obscures all the true meanings of the sutras. Who is willing to say that to the guru of the king? Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, taken aback, said, You have a better understanding? Yes. And the Lord explained. Explain Vedanta Sutra according to the philosophy of Achintya-Bheda-Bheda-Tattva. That yes, we are one with God. Yes, we are all Brahman. The spirit soul is eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss, as is the Supreme Absolute Truth. But simultaneously, we are inconceivably different than the Lord. We are part and parcel of the Absolute Truth, like a ray of sun in relation to the sun planet. The Absolute Truth is sentient, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the Brahma Jyoti are the shining, effulgent rays emanating from his body. And he explained, according to Shastra, how the great avatar of Shiva, Shankaracharya, actually taught this misleading philosophy as a very significant and humble service to the Lord. But essentially, Shankaracharya worshipped the Supreme Personality of Godhead. His Ishtadev, if you go to Badrinath, there is Lord Narayan. Wherever his Pete, there's the Supreme Lord. Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam. He told his devotees, worship Govinda, worship Govinda. Don't remain fools and asses. Narayana paro vyaktat. That Narayan is transcendental to the modes of material nature. Just by saying that, that one line refutes all of his other philosophy. According to the rest, Narayan is when the formless Brahman enters into the material existence, it takes temporarily the form of the mode of goodness. Narayana parovyakta, that means Narayana is transcendental. That was his heart. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained according to the scripture the ultimate conclusion that to enter into the eternal abode of the Lord and engage in the eternal loving service of the Lord is the supreme perfection of life. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was intellectually convinced that this is the Siddhanta, the Vedanta, the end of all knowledge of Vedas. And by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya surrender to him. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed to him the Sat Bhuja. He was holding the bow and arrow of Ram. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur tells us that that bow and arrow of Ram represents how the Lord destroys our tendency to be attached to the Sri Lankan gold representing material wealth. People are mad after material wealth, like Ravana. With Ram's bow and arrow, he destroyed the city of Lanka. And similarly, the Sat Bhuja holds that bow and arrow to destroy all the misconceptions of attachment to material wealth. And two of his hands playing upon a flute. The power of that flute conquers Cupid Kamadev. He plays his flute to destroy all attachment to material sense gratification, to the pleasures of the body, of the mind, conquers the influence of Cupid in our lives. And he holds the danda and kamandalu, the sannyas rod and water pot. Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that they represent destroying all desire for fame and prestige. Real renunciation. So by manifesting the Sat Bhuja form to Sri Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and by revealing it to the world through him, he's destroying all our misconceptions and attracting him back to his eternal loving service. One day, Lord Chaitanya, early morning, came to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house near the Sweta Ganga in Jagannath Puri with Jagannath's Mahaprasad. Sarvabhauma was still sleeping. The Lord knocked, and Sarvabhauma, immediately upon wakening, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Ah, this is very nice. No aham brahmasmi. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And the Lord offered him Jagannath's prasad, immediately picked it up, offered a prayer, and ate it. Lord Chaitanya said, what are you doing? You are a very, very high class Brahmin. You follow all the codes, all the standards and rituals of a Brahmin perfectly. You're the example of all these things. Brahmin has to wash his hands and wash his mouth before eating things after sleeping all night. Why did you just eat the prasad immediately? Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya began to offer beautiful prayers and explain to the Lord that the prasad, the mercy of the Lord, is so sacred, so sanctifying, that even if it comes from a distant place, even if it's stale, without any consideration of time, place, and circumstance, one should immediately honor it. Ah, Mahaprabhu was so happy. My descent into this world has become successful because a hard-hearted, dry logician like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya has now understood the glory of Jagannath's prasad. So today's festival is based on this principle: honoring Jagannath's prasad. Yesterday, Gaur Purnima, we had a feast of dancing and Harikatha and so many wonderful devotees to associate with, beautiful darshans, abhishekams. And it ended with a simple Ekadasi feast. That is our tradition. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu loved to see his devotees taking prasad. So on this day, The Utsav of Jagannath Mishra is the day all the devotees celebrate the glorious appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by eating a grand feast in honor of his mercy. So we're not going to go late tonight, because tonight is feasting. There's chanting, dancing, feasting. We've already covered the other things, but tonight we must bring a conclusion to this festival. So the reason we don't want to go so late tonight, of course I'm already going late, but the reason we do not is so that you can very nicely sit down and take your time and serve prasad. Prabhupada told us we do not eat prasad. Prasad seva. Prasad is not different than Krishna. He is manifesting himself by his mercy in the form of prasad. Are we meant to enjoy Krishna or serve Krishna? So when we sit for prasad, we make tremendous spiritual progress if we have the right consciousness. Prasad seva. We're serving the prasad that is within us. We want to be enjoyed by our prasad, not enjoy prasad. If we become enjoyed by the prasad, by our consciousness in which we are honoring it, then, water to the root of the tree, then our soul becomes blissful. So we should take this prasad knowing that this is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's once a year feast. Brahmacharis and other devotees, Jagadish, Shamsundar, Sudama, so many, they're working. How long they have been working? Since time immemorial, preparing this feast for all of us to glorify Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. So when we honor this prasad, we should really be in a spirit of service. And how do we honor, how do we serve the prasad? By our consciousness. Essentially, the heart of service is depending on our state of consciousness. We should be honoring the prasad with gratitude. I do not deserve even a single old grain or rice of Krishna's prasad. I do not deserve. This morning, His Holiness Sripad Kavi Chandra Maharaj gave such a wonderful class. He told how Narada Muni, Lord Shiva, they performed tremendous tapasya for long periods of time to get one grain of prasad. But by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, so many grains are coming to us. But the human nature is, if things are easily available, sometimes we take it for granted. One grain of prasad is more priceless than all the wealth in the earth, planet, and even Indraloka. Because it's Krishna's mercy. If we honor it in the proper consciousness, it will purify our heart. It will awaken love of God within our lives. It will reveal the spiritual world to us. That's the power of prasad. If we just have the right consciousness. Grateful. Approaching it with gratitude. Approaching it with our consciousness fixed on Krishna, Krishna's mercy. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu talked about prasad in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. He would go mad eating prasad. And he would make other people mad getting them to eat prasad. He was such a person of appreciating prasad. When he would serve his prasad, he was so enthusiastic, his hand would hold no less than what five men could eat. One handful.
Haribo.
He told the devotees that this prasad is permeated inside and out by the saliva from Krishna's mouth.
Hare Krishna.
And what could be sweeter than that?
Yayatamam prapadyante tam stataiva gacchamyaham.
But we can only, Krishna reveals according to how we approach. We can experience the glory of prasad by how we approach prasad, taking it in a spirit of humble service. So when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw that Sarva Bhoma Bhattacharya had understood the glory of Mahaprasad, he became so transcendentally elated. He said, my descent into this world has become successful because Sarva Bhoma Bhattacharya has understood the glory of prasadam. From that time on, Sarva Bhoma Bhattacharya could not even tolerate the thought of impersonalism. In fact, he was editing Srimad Bhagavatam. Beautiful verse. Tate. He mukti. He changed the word mukti to bhakti. Muktipad to bhaktipad. And he showed it to Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya said, why are you changing Bhagavatam? He said, I cannot tolerate the thought of impersonal mukti. It's abominable. Because it is the greatest interference to bhakti. How can we love the Lord if we do not accept His form? How can we serve the Lord in a spirit of eternal servant if we do not accept His divine eternal pastimes? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained, real mukti, the supreme understanding of mukti is prema bhakti. No need to change it, just understand it properly. He said, all right, I am your order, I will not change it, but still I cannot tolerate hearing this word. So in this beautiful song that we are supposed to have already sung, Sarva Bhoma Bhattacharya is writing these eight verses glorifying the beautiful form of Lord Chaitanya. His beautiful eyes, his long cascading blackish hair, his shaven head as a sannyasi, his beautiful robes, his incredibly charming dancing. He's describing the all-attractive, mind-enchanting limbs of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The significance of this song is astounding. The topmost impersonalist is now revealing to the world the ultimate perfection of life, to fall completely in love with the eternal, all-attractive form of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Would you like to sing it? And afterward we will be having drama. We are ready for the drama. Should we sing the song or perform the drama? Then we'll do the drama. And then after drama, prasad seva. Please sing very loud and with great feeling.
Ujjvala Varana Gauravaradeham Vilasita Niravadi Bhava Videham Ujjvala Varana Gauravaradeham Vilasita Niravadi Bhava Videham Tribhuvana Pavana Kripaya Lesham Tam Pranamami Cha Sri Satchitanaya Gad Gad Antara Bhava Vikaram Durjana Tarjana Nada Vishalam Bhava Baya Banjana Karana Karunam Tam Pranamami Cha Sri Satchitanaya Arunam Paradara Charukapolam Indu Vinditanaka Chayaruchiram Jalpita Nijaguna Nama Vinodam Tambranahamami Cha Sri Satchitanayam Vigalita Nayana Kamal Jaladaram Bhushana Navarasa Bhava Vikaram Gatiyati mantara nritya vilasam tam pranamami cha sri sachitanayam Chanchada charucharan gati ruchiran manjira ranjitpada yuga madhuram Chandra Vindita Sita Lavadanam Tampranamami Cha Sri Sachitanayam Drita kati dohora kamandalu dandam divya kalevara mundita mundam Durjana kalmasa khandana dandam tamranamami cha sri sachitanayam Bhushana Bhuraja Alakavalitam Kampita Bimbadara Vararuchiram Malaya javirachita Ujvala tilakam tam pranamami cha sri sachitanayam. Nindita Aruna, Nindita Aruna Kama, Dalanayana, Ajanulambita, Sri Bhuja Jugala. Keval Kelavara Kaishor Nartakavesham Tampranamamicha Sri Sachitanayam. Ujvalavarana Gauravarateham Vilasita Niravadi Bhava Videham. Everybody. Much louder, please. Ujvalavarana Gauravarateham Vilasita Niravati Bhava Videham. Ujvalavarana Gauravarateham Vilasita Niravati Bhava Videham. Louder, please. Ujvalavarana Gauravarateham Vilasita Niravati Bhava Videham. Ujvalavarana Gauravarateham Vilasita Niravati Bhava Videham. Tribhuvana Pavana Kripayalesham Tampranamamichar Sri Satchitanaya Levibaru. Tribhuvana Pavana Kripayalesham Tam Pranamami Cha Sri Satchitanaya. Tribhuvana Pavana Kripayalesham Tam Pranamami Cha Sri Satchitanaya. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Riva, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Riva. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nitai Gaura Hari Bo, Hari Bo. Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Nitai Gaura Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo. Nitai Tai Gora Haribo 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 Haribo. Gaura Brahmanandi.